What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about how Homeland Security has a new cyber strategy. Reading between the lines, it looks to me like we should not expect this new strategy to be going after the ransomware writers, the virus and Trojan writers. It looks to me like what they're really talking about is trying to control the narrative online. And further down in the article, they're talking about how the announcement from Homeland Security comes amid concerns about the security of the 2018 U.S. midterm congressional elections and numerous high-profile hacking of U.S. companies. So us ordinary citizens, we're still kind of on our own. And they're still pushing that idea that Russian propaganda helped Donald Trump into the White House. Actually, what put Donald Trump in the White House was Hillary Clinton's long record of corruption. And what the corrupt politicians in the federal government want is for the independent media and the internet to not be able to talk about crime and corruption by politicians so that they can go on out and make all kinds of empty promises and continue to win their elections. That's what they want. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has eliminated the White House's top cyber policy role, jettisoning a key position created during the Obama presidency to harmonize the government's overall approach to cybersecurity policy and digital warfare, which is what this is really all about, digital warfare. Politico reported last week that John Bolton was maneuvering to cut the cyber coordinator role in a move that many experts criticized as a major step backwards for federal cybersecurity policy. Now, here's an interesting little story. This came out of Russia Today. And there was this lawyer who was doing an interview on Russia Today, concerned about how fake news is now starting to become fake evidence in court. And he's talking about how anybody can create a video. The animation software is affordable. The special effects are incredible, and it's getting harder and harder to detect fraud in a video or image presentation. And the concern is that if a video goes viral, corporate media picks it up and presents it as news, and that cements it as being authentic in the minds of the public. And then a lawyer can take that video into court as part of a case against somebody, and it could be a case of a frame-up because the original media is fake here. Well, I have a solution to that, and that would be have such media, images, videos, audio recordings, adhere to the same chain of custody rules that currently apply to physical evidence. You get the original. You don't get it at the end of a hand-me-down, 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 where everybody's had a chance to play with it. But you get that original media. You have the name and identity of the person who first created it. And from then on, it is signed off on its way between the investigators and the court. But there is a problem with how sophisticated the technology to manipulate imagery and video has become. And it's sort of the dark side of the computer animation revolution in the motion picture industry. And I can tell you, all the way back when we were first starting up and creating the basic tools to do this, nobody there even thought that it might be used to commit fraud. We were an entertainment company. We're here to make dinosaurs tap dance. Now, as we mentioned, I think last week, end of the week, or maybe it was earlier this week, the Democratic Republic of Congo Ministry of Health has declared an Ebola outbreak. This is the ninth outbreak in the past 4 decades. The World Health Organization is not yet recommending travel restrictions. But then we got an update on the story from the Daily Mail, where apparently some of these Ebola patients have actually gotten to a large city, and that could result in an explosive contagion. And the United Nations is now considering whether to declare a health emergency of international concern. So the deadly virus was first detected in the northwest city of Mbandaka with a population of about 1 million people. And so far, there are 23 deaths believed to have been caused by the Ebola outbreak. But those numbers are probably out of date. Taiwan has already taken the step of issuing a travel notice for the Democratic Republic of Congo to level 2, which means you can still get there, but you have to have a really good reason for wanting to go. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We've been talking about the genetically modified organism issue for a very, very long time. And I view genetics as the most dangerous technology man has ever played with. We're tinkering with the code of life itself. And mistakes could be catastrophic. But of course, American corporations have grabbed onto the technology and they've used it to create new forms of life, which can be patented and sold for more money, or in the case of farm seeds, royalties and residuals. And a lot of people are starting to become very concerned about GMO food. And the issue of GMO labeling has been back and forth many times. They did try and pass a law in California to mandate GMO labeling, but Monsanto went on out there and just did a massive lobbying campaign. They went to all the TV stations and all the newspapers and said, "We run a lot of ads in your media. We will stop that immediately unless you come out against GMO labeling." So the media caved. They went where the money was going to be. They need that advertising revenue. Then, of course, Vermont succeeded in passing a GMO labeling law. And then the federal government stepped on in and said, okay, well, we have to set a national policy on this. And they've had this long, ongoing debate about it. And last week, the Department of Agriculture published their draft rule implementing this disclosure law for foods with genetically engineered ingredients. That's the good news. The bad news is there isn't actually anything on the label itself that says anything about GMO. So it's leaving consumers in the dark. Where you have to go to find out if there's GMO in the food is in the QR code, that little sort of bionic fingerprint that is on the side of the package. That is, and apparently the status of the food is located in there. So people who don't have a smartphone and an app to read the QR code, people who are shopping in areas without high-speed broadband or Wi-Fi, are going to be left in the dark. They have no way of knowing. I think if you're going to have a GMO labeling law, just have a label on there saying GMO in this product or no GMO in the product. But Monsanto wants to ban both. They don't want you to know, which tells you that Monsanto knows there is a problem with GMO, because if GMO were really that good, Monsanto would be out there, you know, demanding labels saying contains more GMO than the other product over there. Twice as much GMO. Get your GMO dose today here. And then Monsanto comes on out with these ideas that opposition to GMOs is unscientific. It's a panic reaction. It's from people who really don't know what's going on. It borders on the immoral. It's restraint of our trade. But there are some very smart people out there who are sounding the alarm about GMOs. And to me, the single greatest cause for alarm is how many GMO products have been put on out there that have displayed undesired, unwanted, unpredictable secondary effects. And the example I always like to use is the Roundup Ready corn. And yes, the corn plants will not respond to the glyphosate in Roundup. But those plants also, the stalks are much tougher than the normal natural variety, to the point where corn farmers actually have to buy Kevlar belted tires for their tractors. Now, nobody at Monsanto knew this was going to happen. They weren't even looking for it. And who knows what other secondary effects are in there that nobody has yet discovered. That's the real danger. This technology has been rushed to the marketplace before it's fully understood. So apparently there was this Purdue University president, Mitch Daniels, who came out with an article. Avoiding GMOs isn't just anti-science, it's immoral. And he basically was out there just pleading that we embrace GMOs in agriculture. And his arguments were basically the health and ecological safety of GMOs is unquestionable, settled silence. Remember the last time you heard that? It was by those people back in the 1990s who said snowfalls are a thing of the past. There is no such thing as settled science. When new facts come along, the science will change. This is another classic case of using scientists as the updated version of priests to tell you what to believe. He makes the argument it's immoral to deny developing countries the agricultural technology they need to boost food production and feed their growing populations. Sorry about, I'm under the weather today a bit. There's a problem with that. The GMO versions of these plants are turning out to have lower yields than the natural varieties. Remember the BT cotton disaster over in India? It turned out the BT cotton was much less resistant to variations in temperature and hydrology than the natural variety, something that the developers probably didn't test for. They were growing their test cotton in a controlled greenhouse. Once it got out into the field, it was a disaster. I mean, thousands of Indian farmers lost their farms due to the failed cotton crop. Many of them committed suicide. The reality is the ecological and health safety of GMOs is very controversial. And the problem is, in this day of bought and paid for science and irreproducible results in the journals, it's hard to know which science and which scientists to trust. And here in the United States, most university agronomy departments receive massive funding from the agritech companies, who, according to Scientific American, have given themselves veto power over the work of independent researchers. In other words, anybody at these universities who wants to look for adverse effects in GMOs is going to have their funding cut. It's a totally, totally corrupted system. And I don't know about you, but as soon as they're available, I'm going to be getting one of those apps for my smartphone so that we can scan the packaging, read that little QR code, and find out what has GMO and what doesn't. Because it's not a fully tested product. And these products get put out there before they're really fully understood. Remember the thalidomide disaster? It's a classic example. Monsanto likes to say that glyphosate is perfectly safe because it only interferes with chemicals that are found in plants. Now, ignoring the fact that glyphosate has been listed as a probable human carcinogen by the World Health Organization, it is turning out that glyphosate actually disrupts the microbiome in your gut. And according to this report from Daniels Mandrioli at the Ramazzini Institute in Bologna, Italy, it said they found significant and potential detrimental effects from glyphosate to the gut bacteria. So we have to be very, very careful. Science has become commercialized and politicized. Again, look at the human-caused global warming hoax, which is what it was. Now, here's another story about why you should be careful who you trust here. This is actually reported on CNN. And it's a story about a guy named Dr. Jorge Zamora Quezada and how he basically got caught misdiagnosing patients and selling them medications to fund what is described as an opulent lifestyle. And the specific case they had was this lady named Maria Zapata, who went to this doctor more than 5 years ago because one of her knees was bothering her. And Dr. Quezada told her she had arthritis and that he had to give her injections to strengthen the cartilage. And eventually her husband asked, why are you giving her so many injections? And the doctor said the treatment would help, and it didn't. And other doctors raised concern about these so-called treatments. And then her family doctor told her she didn't actually have arthritis. We have lost our way as a country. We have allowed the love of money to corrupt us. And we have left behind other things like pride in doing a good job, a commitment to ethics and morality. We have to rebalance our society. The end-all and be-all of all of our activities should not be another piece of paper with colored ink all over it. But we do seem to be there now. Over in Sweden, they've had a study where they're seeing increased rates of cervical cancer, and it's been linked to an increase in the HPV vaccinations. This was published in the Indian Journal of Medical Ethics, and they studied cervical cancer rates among women in Sweden and basically saw a link because women who were too old to be given the vaccine when the program started weren't given the vaccine. Their cancer incidence remained where it should be. But among the people who were given the HPV vaccine, it went up. Now, the study obviously casts doubt on the efficacy of the HPV vaccine and, in fact, seems to suggest the vaccine is linked to increased cancer rates. Another story coming on out of stillnessinthestorm.com. New information has called the effectiveness of the current flu vaccine into question. A total of 8 residents of Santa Barbara County have died this year from contracting the flu. And in assessing the health records of the 8 fatalities, it has been revealed that 7 of the 8 had received the current influenza vaccine. Now, there has been an issue with vaccines all along, and it's sold to us scare tactics. And every time there's an accident, like when the Spanish flu vaccine, the swine flu vaccine, actually was killing more people than the swine flu itself did. And the media basically glosses it over because they want those advertising dollars. There is a problem with the fact that the vaccine industry as a whole has been indemnified from civil lawsuits from making bad products. There was actually a provision in the Homeland Security Act that said, we cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers. The rationale being that in the event of a bioemergency or a biological attack, the vaccine makers would have to fast track their product and we shouldn't be angry with them if they made a mistake. Well, if you really want that, then have it written into the law. In the event of a biological emergency or a bioweapon assault, the indemnity kicks in. But that's not what they did. They just assigned it blanket across the board. And then they set up the vaccine injury court to basically preserve the profitability of Big Pharma. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the vaccine injury court and the indemnification of the vaccine companies in the Homeland Security Act. Because what the vaccine companies wanted to avoid are civil lawsuits, which would include punitive damages. And instead, everybody has to go to the vaccine court and make their case there. And the court will then issue basically money to cover expenses. But they do not allow punitive damages. So that's a big money saver right there. And the vaccine court tends to side with the vaccine makers. That's its purpose. Remember some years ago, the CDC, which, by the way, owns the patents on several vaccines itself, came on out with a report saying it had been absolutely proven that there's no link between vaccines and autism. And the vaccine court would use that document to deny payment to people whose children had been made autistic by vaccines. Then one of the lead writers of that report went public saying it was a complete fraud, that they cherry-picked the data to basically make up a document to protect the vaccine companies. Now, despite all the foot-dragging and the obfuscation and the fraud and the deception, the vaccine court has paid $3.7 billion in damages to families. And the other thing that you need to look at is the prevalence of autism. Before this mass vaccination stuff really took off, autism was rare. It was one out of hundreds of kids Today it's like one out of every 64. So you know something's going on there. But this country is all about the money. That's what the government wants. That's what the corporations want. They are, in fact, behaving like true psychopaths in the classic definition. Absolutely no empathy. And I think nothing illustrates that better than this attempt to explain away young babies who die right after getting their vaccines by saying the parents killed them. Shaken baby syndrome. So you have these parents who've just gone through the trauma of losing their child, and they get traumatized again by being accused of murdering their kid. And some people have gone to prison, still insisting they're absolutely innocent. All this to protect the profits of big pharmaceutical corporations. It is a sick system. We've lost our sense of balance. Yes, it's nice to make money. We'd all like to make money. I don't need to make a lot of it. Just like to be comfortable. But balancing that has to be pride in one's work, a sense of altruism, of caring for the community and the people in it. Because without that balance, societies self-destruct, which is what's going on here now. Over at the Daily Mail, they have an interesting story. A company named Livestock Labs has created a sensor that can be implanted under a cow's skin to monitor its health and movements. And the idea is that farmers will have a way to easily monitor illness in livestock and quickly stop the spread of disease. They're basically Borg cows. And I wonder how long it's going to be before they start talking about making these chips for human beings. In fact, the company has already said they're hoping to create similar implantable chips for human beings. So your health can be monitored and your location known. Let's go on back to the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. And it's back in the news again because the city has basically stopped providing bottles of drinking water to the residents. And the tap water is no better than it was before. And they're trying to take steps to stop the poisoning of Flint's drinking water. But it's going to take basically replacing the whole system. And they don't even have that money. But the real issue is that you need to look beyond Flint and realize that a lot of cities have the same problem. I don't mean to pick on Chicago. But they did it themselves, liberal stronghold, strong gun laws. There's lead in the water in Chicago. Now, lead is a neurotoxin, and it does bioaccumulate in the body. Now, when the Flint crisis first started up, Aaron Brockovich supposedly was launching a campaign to deal with this, and they have been testing water from all across the country. And they found out that most of the samples were contaminated with lead and other heavy metals and other toxins that are basically not being filtered out by the sewage treatment plants. Now, we're very lucky here in Hawaii. We have very good quality water. I went out to eBay. I got myself a little water testing kit that tested for biological contamination, lead, a bunch of other stuff, including the hardness of the water. Obviously, our water is very hard here in Hawaii. It's being sucked out from inside an extinct volcano. But if you're concerned about your water, you might want to get one of those testing kits. And if it comes back with bad news, you may need to look at a water delivery service for your family. And I know it's an added expense during the month, but contrast that against the long-term effects on your health. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to step on back to glyphosate, because members just posted a couple of interesting stories on that subject at whatreallyhappened.com. And apparently glyphosate is a little more harmful than we've been led to believe. And apparently it preferentially kills off beneficial gut microbes, but it allows potential pathogens like Clostridia to run wild. And glyphosate also chelates essential minerals such as manganese, iron, cobalt, molybdenum, and copper, so that these gut microbes do not have access to them. This leads to chronic inflammatory states in the gut, as well as increased intestinal permeability, a mechanism at the core of many chronic illnesses, including inflammatory bowel disease, depression, and autoimmunity. And that was ahead of another article, how Crohn's disease marked by dramatic changes in gut bacteria. The largest clinical study of its kind is revealing new insights into the causes of Crohn's disease, a periodic inflammation of the intestines. The research, which involved 668 children, shows that numbers of some beneficial bacteria in the gut decrease in Crohn's patients, while the number of potentially harmful bacteria increases. Well, to me, this says there's a link. between glyphosate and what they're doing is they're taking the symptoms of glyphosate toxicity and they're giving them names and saying it's a disease. And then if, as you watch on TV, they sell you more medicine for it. You have to wonder how many of the chronic ailments the American people are suffering are due to chemicals in the food and in the environment. And remember, glyphosate does not just stay on the farm fields. They actually spray produce at the supermarket with it as a preservative. So to me, there's a very clear link. Crohn's disease is a symptom of glyphosate exposure. And I cannot wait for that little scanner. Somebody just sent me an email saying that the PLU code on produce, there are five numbers, and the first is eight. If the first is eight, the produce fruit is genetically modified. The Environmental Working Group is a great resource in this area. Okay, so that's another way that you can deal with that. But we have to be very, very careful. We're living in a country in which government allows corporations to sell us toxic products all for the sake of increased profitability. The love of money is destroying our nation. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Apparently, over in Europe, they had a blizzard. Several feet of snow fell. Now, the media is already out there trying to sell the idea that the world is warming again. Somebody actually had a story about, you know, this is our 400th month of warming, above the average. The last time we had a month that was below the average, Reagan was in office. Well, again, the data is being cooked. They're trying to get you to forget about all the snow and ice we just went through. They're trying to counter the announcement that we just had the most severe two-year cooling period in the last century. Oh, it's warmer. It really is warmer. It's all your fault. You got to get ready to pay a carbon tax. Apparently, up in the North Atlantic, they're looking at a record iceberg season. And they've got a lot of ice arches around Greenland. Apparently, they've got so many icebergs up there. Cape Town, where they have a water crisis, is now thinking about towing icebergs to alleviate their water shortage. And, yeah, that would be a really good idea because the icebergs fall off the land. They are not made of salt water. You might have to shave off a few layers of the ice, but there's going to be pure water, very pure water, inside those icebergs. It is a good resource, and Cape Town really needs the help. Okay, first of all, I have a quick announcement here. Chris Hinckley is going to be filling in for John Stadmiller today, so you may want to stay tuned for his show there. And we're going to take a phone call from Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Michael. You know, you were just elucidating a large array of complications related to glycophosphate, which would reasonably, I think, propel most of us of any sanity to conclude that that is a weaponized chemical explicitly.
Well, it is a toxic. You know, it is a weed killer, so, it has a toxic component. But Monsanto is trying to sell the idea that it's absolutely harmless for human beings. And the science is not bearing that out. Apparently, Monsanto can't bribe all the scientists in the world, and people are starting to look at this. And now we're finding out that exposure to glyphosate may be responsible for some of these new and improved diseases that we're seeing on TV these days, like Crohn's disease. I never even heard of Crohn's disease before 3 years ago.
I can't argue with you there. I do remember very clearly, I don't remember the exact nomenclature of it, but antifreeze is a very similar titled chemical using the glycophos in part of its ingredients. And, of course, we know it's deadly to animals and man and other people that might possibly ingest it by licking or drinking it, and has been used in a few murders. And so if we contend that this chemical is so dangerous, then why would anybody of any sanity spray it on things that, to preserve it in the food counters at your local grocer or on crops in the field, because the animals eat the crops, the birds eat the crops, and it pretty much filters down through everything that eats anything and drinks anything to poison us all from that insidious chemical that's being sprayed on the world to destroy it. Sounds like a Satan's or Monsanto special.
Well, again, it's all about the money here. And as a matter of fact, Claire and I were having a discussion. We have, for some reason, got a lot of people at Claire's church who are dealing with cancer. We've had two deaths in the last 2 months, both of whom were members of the choir. And one of them, the cancer just appeared. It was just weeks. She went from being perfectly fine, apparently. Then all of a sudden, they thought she had a blood clot in the lung. It metastasized into her brain, and we had to go to her memorial service a few days ago, and we've got another one coming up this weekend as well. And Claire was wondering, how many of these people who are dealing with cancer are using that Roundup on their yards, because the TV is telling them you'll have a beautiful yard here and your friends and neighbors will admire you because your front lawn looks like a golf course. And it's all about the selling. And again, corporate media will not report on any of this stuff to their audience. And, you know, the fact that science can be bought and paid for is very alarming. Nobody is looking out for the American people. And that's what all of these taxpayer-funded agencies like FDA and USDA are supposed to be doing. But they aren't. They are as turned in favor of the corporations as the SEC or the Minerals Management Service. And that's why I keep saying we're no longer a capitalist republic. We have descended into an outright fascist economic dictatorship, which is defined as when corporate interests and the government are aligned together against the general population. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Well, my last little closing comment, actually two aspects of the same comment, is your observations are very critically accurate. And it's my contention, and has been for some time, that most of the agencies of government, since they're all private profits corporations, have in fact been weaponized against we the people and are used to basically soft kill off many of us. And further, the injections for infection with all these chemicals, adjuvants, sterilants, and other things that are being incorporated in them, metallics, are also very insidiously dangerous themselves. With that, I thank you so much for letting me contribute. I have a great day, and God bless America, and appreciate the show that you have on today, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go. And I don't think it's a deliberate program of culling the herd. I think it's just greed run amok. If we sell this, we'll make money. We'll get people to buy it by with a lot of advertising. People will buy it. We'll get their money. And if it causes them harm, we'll just get more money by selling them a cure for, you know, what ails them. And we won't admit it's a symptom of this product over here. We'll just give it a new fancy name and declare it a new disease and come up with a new medicine about, for that. To me, looking at these two articles about how glyphosate wrecks the gut microbiome, and this article about this is exactly what's being seen in the patients of Crohn's disease, I think what is being called Crohn's disease is a reaction to exposure to glyphosate. And it is everywhere. They even spray it on women's hygiene products for some strange reason. But it is. We literally should not trust any of these products. And that, of course, mandates going back to a much simpler lifestyle, dealing with your local farmers market, and stay away from these products that have been put to the marketplace way too soon. We look at things like monosodium glutamate makes you eat more, so the food manufacturers get more money. It's all about grinding out the money, and it's not a deliberate plan to harm the American people. It is simply they're oblivious. They're greedy. They want more money, and they have absolutely no empathy for the American people, which is why I'm starting to subscribe to the theory that our top level CEOs and our government truly are psychopaths. They make snap decisions like going to market too soon. They don't think about long-term consequences, and they have zero empathy for anybody around them. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming. We already started with the story about the snow and in Europe and the glaciers, rather icebergs, up in the North Atlantic here. But here's an article that basically reinforces something I've been saying all along. This came out of the Express, and it's reporting on a climate study published this week. And they say it's going to radically change the way we understand the causes of changes in global climates and how we could be caught in a 405,000-year-long cycle of shifting climate. And this team of scientists went out to Arizona, and they're studying these ancient rocks. And they believe Earth's orbit plays a vital role in cyclical climate changes. Now, remember, you heard it here first. So basically, these scientists are thinking that the gravitational forces of Venus and Jupiter are what shift Earth's round orbit to a more elliptical one and then back on a regular cycle. That would make a lot of sense to me. And when the orbit is more elliptical, the Earth spends longer at the far end, according to Kepler's laws of orbital motion, and we get the ice ages. When the orbit becomes more circular, Earth stays closer to the sun, we get the interglacial periods, which is what we've been in. And this idea that the sun and nature have no impact on climate, but your plastic bags do. That's a big selling point of the carbon Nazis. Okay, let's take another phone call. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. I'd like to acknowledge this whole deal about corporations. I would suggest a good read. It's a book called The Corporation, The Pathological Pursuit to Profit and Power. And there's also a movie called The Corporation. It's about 2.5 hours long, and you can watch it on YouTube. I encourage everybody to watch it. And if you've seen it once, watch it again. Big reveal about the nature of corporations and how pathologically sick they are, really. So on the subject, a couple of days ago, somebody called in and said, you know, I can't believe how many people are dependent upon the government. Well, I'm going to tell you that there's a lot of people dependent upon these corporations. By the way, you mentioned the other day that PayPal is the only way to, you know, really kind of like do transactions. And I beg to differ. Yeah, for convenience sake. Now, if we're going to sell ourselves out for convenience by doing business with the enemy, which is PayPal, I believe, is one of them, then go ahead. But, you know, there are other methods to send money, and they're better than PayPal, I think, and that would be like the post office. Money order and sending it, and on the other end, they can cash it at the post office.
The context of that discussion was I was explaining why I had taken down my cryptocurrency donation site because Hawaii passed a law against cryptocurrencies, or at least having a wallet inside the state. And so I just took that whole thing down. But yeah, people who don't want to go through PayPal, they can use the Postal Service. They can send a check or a money order, or some people do send cash with no return address on the envelope. And thank you to all those anonymous donors. But I wasn't saying, you know, PayPal was the only way to do it. It is certainly the most commonly used system, but there are others out there like Zoom, especially if you're dealing business with Europe. And I imagine there may be some other systems coming online as well.
Right. So, and one other point here, you said that you didn't believe that that this idea of, you know, it's just for.
Hello?
For on that one, it's called Codex Alimentarius. It was a plan put forth a while back, and it has to do with one of them. One of the tenets of that Codex Alimentarius is taking over chemical companies. And I think Monsanto, oh, yeah, that's right. Let's see, dioxin, Agent Orange. Those are really good for us, right? So
oh, yeah.
I think there was, and I'm originally from Missouri. And by the way, there was a town in Missouri that actually shut down because it was contaminated with dioxin. You remember that? Like in the, wasn't that the 70s that they had?
There's also a town in Italy that had to shut down and be fenced off. Agent Orange was actually developed here at the University of Hawaii, and they did the testing down on the military reservation on the Big Island, and that's still fenced off. You can't go in there. It's still lethal to go in there. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break here. We're going to close the phone lines. When we come on back, more news about Monsanto and an update on our volcano. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, a reminder, Chris Hinckley will be filling in for John Stadmiller today. So stay tuned after my show ends in about 5 minutes and take a listen to what he has to say. Okay. Now, this weekend is the 7th International March Against Monsanto. This is a global event, so you're probably going to have to do a web search to find out what is happening near where you live. But this is taking place in hundreds of cities on six continents. The big issue this year is the upcoming merger between Monsanto and Bayer. And you probably remember Bayer is the company that used HIV-tainted blood to make a hemophilia medication. When that came on out, rather than throw that medicine away, Bayer simply shipped it to other countries that didn't have laws to protect against such things, sold it, made money, and gave a lot of people HIV. But that's okay. We can sell them HIV medicine now. That's how it's all supposed to work. So let's do an update on our volcano. The low-level eruption of lava is continuing from all the fissures down there along the eastern rift zone. And there's a lot of steam, a lot of spattering going on. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory, they have field crews out there trying to keep a track on where the lava is going and send the information to the Hawaii County Civil Defense. There is a concern that helicopters will be needed to evacuate people who refuse to evacuate when first asked. Mostly people are being told to shelter in place under this enormous ash cloud that has shot up 5 miles into the air. And because there's very little wind down there on the Big Island, the ash is coming right back down onto people's homes. And if you're on the Big Island and if you are listening to this broadcast, remember that ash is very heavy. And if a lot of it builds up on your roof, it can collapse the roof. So you need to put on your little painter's mask so that you're not inhaling the stuff, which is also bad. Get up there on the roof with a broom and just keep it swept clean. Okay? Now, the volcanologists are saying, yes, this is a big eruption. They're saying it's not the big one. They're expecting an even larger event to happen. So this is quite spectacular, and it's also quite deadly. And I remember when Claire and I were down on the Big Island. I took my nephew down there several years ago when he was much smaller, dangled him over the crater. And we went through Kanapali, and we just saw how the lava had gone through homes, surrounded cars. It was rather amazing to see. Just the full force of Mother Nature on display there. And I'm sure the people who have been affected by this eruption are probably not as enthusiastic about Mother Nature right now. I'm still noticing where people down on the Big Island are giving offerings to Madame Pele, which is silly. They're literally running up to the edge of the congealed lava and throwing flowers and stuff on there. That's a little dangerous. There could still be an internal fracture and outgassing. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for Chris Hinckley. I'm sure he's going to share a lot of interesting stuff with you. Take what you learn here and at the website, whatreallyhappened.com. Share it with everybody that you know. We have to keep getting the word out. Looking at CNN's loss of audience over the last year, it is clear we are winning the war for the minds of America, but we need your help. Get on out there. Tell people about Republic Broadcasting. Tell them about whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need the money. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.